This is the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose, where I strategize with business owners on how to grow and scale their businesses to hit their income goals. This is episode 380 of the Influencer Entrepreneurs Podcast with Jenny Melrose. Today, we're going to be diving into batching content for social media. Over the last couple of weeks, you have heard me placing a huge emphasis on your content because it is so important to make sure that you are consistently putting out content so that you can attract your audience, get them onto your email list, and then be able to sell and drive them back to your blog, whether that is to make money off of affiliates, sponsored content, ads, or you're selling your own products and services, which you absolutely should be if you're not already. But what we're really going to be jumping in today is making sure that you understand how you can take what we've talked about for batching your content for your blog to now turn it and use it for social media. Now, before we do that, I want to make sure that if you haven't already joined the Insiders group, that you take this opportunity and grab it and get involved. You can get in for as a podcast listener for the 40% off discount. We do weekly live trainings that are specific to making sure that you are growing your blog and monetizing it, as well as a monthly group coaching. So you can make it specific to your blog, your business, and what it is that you are attempting to do. So if you've been stuck on growing your email or creating a product or service, this is the group for you. You can send me a DM on Instagram at Jenny_Melrose, or it is linked in the blog post to this episode as well. All right, so how are we going to take a look at batching content? What we want to look at is that in order to transform your blogging routine by batching content, it's going to make it so that you can streamline your workflow and enhance productivity to become a more efficient and successful blogger. So a couple weeks ago, we talked about a little bit about how to batch content when it came to your blog. If you didn't already take a listen to that, make sure that you go back to that. But just as a quick review, I want to talk about what is content batching. When you are looking to content batch, you are looking to be able to put content that is somewhat similar into same categories and be able to build upon it so that people start to see you as an expert within that category or within that specific problem that your audience may have. So when we're looking at content batching, we will also often put in place task batching because you are going to be using time batching in order to do it more efficiently and effectively. Now, when it comes to the benefits of batching content, we have talked about the idea that batching content is truly just so important because you're not switching tasks. It allows you to be able to save time. Instead of having 85 different windows open or jumping from one category that you write about to another category, you're now able to just stay within that category, that silo, and really start to fully develop and make sure that you are giving a full answer on how you do something. So this way, you're saving time for yourself. You're also saving time for your listener because they are able to go to your content and jump from one article to the next that is going to fully make sure that they understand the complete concept, the complete way to create that recipe or to use that ingredient or to create that project that they've been looking to create. The other benefit of batching content is that it helps with overwhelm. I know that when it comes to batching content for social media, we often struggle because we feel like we're just feeding the beast. We're constantly feeling like we have to put out new content. This guru says you got to post 27 times. This guru says you got to post once. You got to make sure that you're doing it at least every single day. There are multiple platforms. There's so much that we feel like we have to get done. So when you actually batch your content, it's gonna help with that overwhelm because you can take a look and decide what is the best way to organize your thoughts. So let's talk about batching content for social media. And I'm gonna specifically show you how it's going to help with that overwhelm. So the very first thing I want you to take a look at when you are trying to decide, looking at a calendar, how you're going to batch your content, what content are you going to be putting out, I want you to think about the purpose for the content. Right? We talked about last week when we were talking about how to batch your content as far as for your blog. We talked about the idea that you want to start with that product or service that you're trying to be able to get in front of them. What is the call to action that you want? It is the same thing for the purpose for the content for social media. Now, when you are looking at your call to action, you can often look to see if you can develop it based on a holiday, Valentine's Day, Christmas, Halloween, because you know leading up to that, you need to have that social content going and being able to tie that in. Or you can look to see if something is going to be evergreen and is going to be something that doesn't matter about the time of year. It could just be perfect, that it always works and is something that your people are always thinking about. So let's give a specific example for this. Let's take a homesteader. If we're looking at how are we going to wrap this around holidays, it's not necessarily going to be Valentine's Day, Christmas. Instead, it's going to be the seasons. We're going to take a look at, okay, in the winter, they're starting to think about buying their seeds. In the spring, they're already starting to have starting to plant and really start to think about what it's going to continue with, what they need to continue to do in order to have their plants and their produce completely growing the way that they need them to, so that in the summer they can start to think about harvesting. And then in the fall, they can think about canning and being able to put it all together. So when you are looking at this, you can look at it holidays, seasonally, or evergreen. And you want to really start to think about when you're planning this out for your content, what that's going to look like, so that you can make sure that you look at older content that you have that you can repurpose and put back out there on social, or content that you are looking to create right now so that you can get eyes on it. The other way in which you can batch your content for social media is the medium, okay? So you're going to look at batching based on it. Are you doing video or are you doing photo posts? You don't want to jump back and forth. You don't want to do a video and then do a photo post, and then a video and a photo post. And I'm saying about the creation of it. I'm not saying about scheduling it and putting it out on social. On Instagram, you can absolutely go in, do a video, and then the next day do a static post or do a carousel post. But when you are creating it, because again, we're batching this to get ahead so that you are not simply posting the day of. Instead, we're going to have a content for at least a month. So when you are batching this, you want to look at, if you're going to create video content, you create video content back to back to back to back. And if you're doing photo or post content, then you're creating and sitting all that so that you can sit in Canva and do the templates and have all the content that you use for that.
Hey there, guys. My name is Melanie from Mostly Under Control, and I am a member of Jenny's Influencer Entrepreneurs Insiders membership. I've been a part of it since 2017, and over these 6 years, I've taken full advantage of the weekly trainings that Jenny offers and the monthly group coaching. The group coaching is probably my favorite part of the membership. Jenny has taught me so many things for my business. She helped me niche down and write and teach about what I wanted so that I wouldn't burn out. In addition to what she teaches, the networking I've done with other members has been invaluable. I recommend her membership to all of my online business owner friends because it is worth every single penny.
But again, you're batching it based on the medium. The next piece is the platform. Which platform are you putting the content out for? Because we all know that the way in which you interact on Instagram is different than you interact on TikTok. The way in which you have to create that content is different. Instagram, you want to be able to put something more in the description so that you can get them with the video and tie them in, and then you'll tell them, take a look at the description, and that's where they're going to have their call to action. Whereas TikTok, you can't get away with that. You have to be able to have everything in that video. They're not taking the time to look at the description. You have to understand your user intent. You have to know how they are using the platform in order to make sure that when you are batching your content, you are batching it for those specific platforms. You're going to want, you can create video for Instagram, Pinterest, if you wanted to, TikTok, YouTube Shorts, but each of those, when you go through, is going to be set up a little bit different as far as what's going to get written into the video, what's going to be an overlay, what's going to be in the description. So you want to stick within each platform. So if I'm going to do video, I'm going to go through and do all my YouTube Shorts. I'm going to make sure that they all are consistently based upon what YouTube is asking for. All right. The last piece of what you are going to do for batching your content for social media is you need to schedule it. You need to actually know exactly where you are going to place this, and that's where a content calendar comes into place. You have to be able to look at, okay, we've looked at overall based on holidays, based on seasonality, or even if it's evergreen, and then we're going to be able to put it into our calendar and put it out. So you are breaking down each of these pieces that we have talked about for batching content is a separate time that you are working on something. Because again, you don't want to switch from deciding what content and deciding, okay, I'm going to do this day, and now I'm going to create it and create the video, and then I'm going to go in and think about the platform, and then I'm just going to schedule that. No, you want to actually go through and have a full plan so that you can do at least 2 weeks worth of the purpose for the content. Then you're going to go through and do the medium. So you're going to do 2 weeks worth of videos and photo posts. And then you're going to go through and think about, okay, platform, how can I develop this? What is the description going to look like? What are the overlays going to look like? And then you can sit and schedule it. And you're scheduling everything at once. So it's no longer you're doing something just to get it out. This is how you're going to be able to get ahead and not feel like you are only creating content right then and there and randomly putting it out as quickly as possible. All right, you guys, I appreciate you so much for listening in. If you are truly looking to make sure that you have that content laid out for yourself, this is what's going to make it happen for you. Go back, listen to how to batch so that you understand how to do your blog content, and then we're going to coordinate it into batching your content for social media. Finally, we're also going to talk about email batching because, as you know, email is so important. All right, guys, until next time, I will see you all then.